Dear Editor, in his 2021 State of the City speech, Mayor Cam Guthrie aspired to make Guelph the most kind and patient and loving community in Canada. Election Day is almost here. How are we doing with the Mayor's kindness pledge? The United Nations General Assembly affirms that the poorest and most vulnerable are the hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, which has exacerbated the vulnerability of the least protected in society. In Guelph, the least protected may include, but is not limited to, people with disabilities, mental health needs and/or addictions, women, single parents, older persons, workers with precarious employment, people experiencing poverty, living in shelters, who are street-involved or at risk of homelessness, First Nations, Métis and Inuit peoples and communities, lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans and gender-diverse persons. Without a human rights-based approach, the pandemic will further exacerbate existing inequalities. Yes, kindness is a wonderful thing. But kindness without justice is not kind. When the most vulnerable are afflicted by the more powerful, has it ever been unkind to speak up about it? Since the start of the pandemic, COVID-19 conspiracies have brought various fringe and elements to the fore of our public discourse, including the Freedom Convoy that occupied Ottawa earlier this year. The connections between the occupation and the People's Party of Canada, a party with an anti-immigration and anti-lockdown platform widely endorsed by white nationalists, neo-Nazis, and other far-right groups around the world, are well known. If an election following a global pandemic with the most diverse slate of candidates in Guelph history is not a suitable time for the privileged to stand up for the oppressed, when will that time come? Neutrality always helps the oppressor, never the victim. Here, it's important to recognize that when our actions, words, or relationships are called into question, that's all that is being called into question, not our overall character. We can start by apologizing and committing to do better. But, when we refuse to listen, reflect, clarify, apologize, or worse, reframe the discussion to focus on ourselves and even attack the victim, that's privilege in its worst form. We need to expect more from ourselves. Elected officials included. Hatred always comes from hurt. The COVID-19 pandemic has hurt people. It has shattered businesses, relationships, and lives. Yet, it's all too easy to cast all this negativity and anxiety onto an external target. Whether the target is a vulnerable person, a public service that might make life a little easier, or simply someone who doesn't look, dress, or love in the same way. The good news is that human rights are for everyone. More good news. Election Day is almost here. There are lots of great candidates. Incumbents and novices alike. Folks from all levels of society, from across the political spectrum. All of whom were engaged with their communities well before announcing their candidacy and will still be long after the votes are cast. As Election Day and those terrible crimes converge, let us remind ourselves that kindness without justice is an empty gesture. Going forward, let the two motivate and inspire each other and always be connected. As individuals, I know that so many of people living in Guelph already do this. It's truly inspiring. But a city isn't a person. As a city, Guelph needs to do a lot better. David Gibson, Guelph.